This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got time to take your phone calls. We invite you to call us at 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. All our lines are open, and we'll be taking your calls momentarily. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about telomere length. You know, a lot has been made of measuring your telomeres. There are actually services that do that, and there are supplements that purport to enhance your telomere length, thus guaranteeing you longevity. But is it all that simple? New study sheds light on that subject. All right, 877-726-8255. And before we get your phone calls, you know, one of the themes of this program is that a lot of the dietary advice that is purveyed by mainstream media and certainly government agencies and medical societies is wrongheaded, is scientifically invalid, that we've taken some real wrong turns in our recommendations. Last hour, we weighed in on the recommendation that people take calcium to the exclusion of other important nutrients like magnesium. Turns out that magnesium may be even more important than calcium when it comes to enhancing bone. We also talked about the recommendation that everyone follow a bland, low-sodium diet to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Well, it turns out that folks following an ultra-low-sodium diet may actually come to harm. And, all right, but still check the websites. You still maintain those old-fashioned recommendations. And, you know, I have to say that I am a product of an era in which low-fat was the dogma. I went to medical school in the 1970s and 1980s. And before that, I was macrobiotic, which is a vegetarian, ultra-low-fat diet. And it took me a while to come along. And influenced by such luminaries as Dr. Robert Atkins and people who were early writers about the paleo diet, to understand that really fat, and particularly saturated fat, was not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease and the risk of dying in general, cancer too, because, you know, there's some real faulty reasoning behind the recommendations of the China study, T. Colin Campbell, cherry-picked facts to suggest that it's animal protein that causes our epidemic of cancer in the West. And I have to admit that I was on the wrong side of this debate, but I was flexible enough to change, and thereby I award myself some points for being at least objective and scientific and passing along current and correct scientific conclusions, interpreting the studies properly on behalf of my patients. So it's of interest that I have a story here entitled "Records Found in Dusty Basement Undermine Decades of Dietary Advice." It's a very interesting story. There is a guy named Christopher Ramsden. He is said to be the Indiana Jones of lost studies. He kind of specializes in going back and digging up these old studies and finding if they're of any value. So what he did was he literally went to search old file cabinets in a moldering basement where a bunch of unlabeled boxes were sitting, literally falling apart. Inside were ancient magnetic computer tapes. Remember computer tapes? And reams of yellow documents. And this was a treasure trove of information about a study that was done during the Nixon era, 1968 to 1973. And had we heeded the advice that the conclusions of this study would have yielded, we might not have been on the wrong track for the last, 40 years or so when it comes to dietary advice. Because they did an experiment, and this is the ingenuity of the experiment. It was over 9,400 study participants, ages 20 to 97. And one way that you can do dietary studies, you can go out in the field and you can ask people, what did you eat? But that's just an unreliable way of determining whether they really did indeed eat what they said they eat. But some of the best studies are done on individuals who are institutionalized. And these individuals were all in state mental hospitals or nursing homes. And so we knew exactly what they ate. And so they did an experiment, and they kept records. What they did, they randomly assigned participants to either a standard diet, which was high in animal fat, butter, and so on, or to a group in which vegetable oil and corn oil margarine replaced about half of those saturated fats. Okay, and that was the current recommendation in those days, is eat a low-fat diet and use vegetable oils. And it still is. If you go to popular websites, the American Heart Association, reduce your intake of red meat. They say switch from high-fat dairy to vegetable oil. They still say that. So this hypothesis was tested, 1968 is almost 50 years ago, right? So they did the study, and what they found is that lowering the cholesterol in the diet did not help people live longer. Indeed, vegetable oils lowered total blood cholesterol levels by an average of 14 points. Hooray, cholesterol went down. But it didn't make a difference. It didn't make people live longer. In fact, the lower the cholesterol fell, the higher the risk of dying. The risk increased 22% for every 30-point reduction in cholesterol. Nor did the corn oil group have less atherosclerosis or fewer heart attacks. So, what possibly happened to the study? Well, the study actually never received a lot of attention. In fact, it was never published. And part of the reason that it wasn't published was that the co-leader of the project was the infamous, I call him infamous, but he was a well-known nutritionist, Dr. Ansel Keys, who is really one of the fathers of the low-fat hypothesis. He drew his conclusions from what's called the Seven Countries Study, which looked at the reduction in heart disease that occurred when people weren't able to get butter during the time of famine and deprivation in World War II. And from that, he drew the conclusion that we should all be on low-fat diets to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. A very, very flawed study. But it's likely that under the direction of Dr. Ansel Keys, the results of this study were deep-sixed, were withheld, and therefore society and the public were denied the benefits of understanding that it wasn't so simple as merely substituting, swapping out vegetable oil for saturated fat as a means of reducing cardiovascular risk. You know, and other studies have confirmed this. In a 2014 analysis of 78 studies, that included 650,000 people, they found that, quote, neither lower consumption of saturated fats nor higher consumption of polyunsaturated fats reduces the risk of developing cardiovascular disease. So many studies are confirming this, and a recent redo of the 1960s era Sydney Diet Heart Study, it was reanalyzed, And they found that volunteers who replaced much of the saturated fat in their diets with polyunsaturated fats had a higher risk of dying from heart disease. So, you know, it's interesting how, you know, we talk about science and settled science, and yet some of the things, some of the doctrines that we believe in may be doctrines that 20, 30, 40, 50 years hence will be disproven. I'm thinking of many of our important scientific debates, and we need to listen to the minority voices within the scientific community, because sometimes they're right, and their advice needs to be heeded and not suppressed or withheld from the public. All right, number 877-726-TALK. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got callers 877-726-TALK. That's 726-8255. That's our number. And let's talk to Paul in Yonkers, New York. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Doc. I've been treated for an enlarged prostate for the last 10 or 12 years. And about a week ago, I went for a blood test for the PSA. And the doctor also gave me this test, which was also a blood test, mm-hmm. called a 4K report.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with it?
Tell me a little bit about it. I know that there are other tests that can be done to sort of augment the information that you get from the PSA.
Yeah, they give you three categories. 0 to 7 is low risk of prostate cancer. 7 to 20 is intermediate risk, and then 20 and above is high risk. Mm-hmm. Mine was 16.
Mm-hmm. What does that put you in?
It puts it in the intermediate range.
Right. What's your PSA again?
PSA at this point was 6.29, which went down from last time.
Oh, that's a good sign. You know, so one factor in determining whether a man has prostate cancer is not the absolute number. Say the number is a borderline number, like 4.5. That could be, you know, crossing the threshold to cancer. But say the next time you get it, it's 3.9, or you know, the trajectory is that then it's 3.2. So there's clearly a reduction in the PSA, which suggests that you can't have cancer when your PSA is going down. It's actually virtually impossible.
Right. So my feeling was, you know, what your input would be as far as this. The doctor wants me to have a biopsy because it was at 16.
Uh-huh.
Now, I had two MRIs in the past, and both showed no cancer.
Yeah. Okay, so that's actually good. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. You are how old?
78.
And you're in relatively good health. You sound like robust, but you don't have any...
Yeah, very good health.
Okay. So part of the problem is, you know, 78, well, you know, for some men, that's old. You know, it's like, yeah, maybe, you know, if you had to bypass and diabetes and, you know, you're on your last legs, they'd say, well, you know, let's not worry about the prostate cancer that could come up for you in 5 or 10 years and be life-threatening. Let's not worry about it. But you're on a trajectory to live to, you know, well into your 80s and beyond. So that may be why they want to go for more aggressive diagnostics. But, you know, let's talk about the 4K score. I just dialed it up and I can give you some information about it. It says it combines 4 prostate-specific biomarkers with clinical information, so this information about you, to provide men with an accurate and personalized measure of their risk for aggressive prostate cancer. So they say it can be used prior to biopsy or after negative biopsy and can predict the likelihood of cancer spreading to other parts of the body in the next 20 years. So you have an intermediate score. You have a relatively low PSA. You know, it's a really kind of a judgment call. For you, because a biopsy let's face it, it's uncomfortable. And let's say, even if it's diagnostic and shows that you have cancer, treating a very early cancer may not be beneficial for you. In other words, you may find and treat the cancer that's not destined to kill you, and that the treatment thereof might cause you sexual problems, urinary problems, and diminish the quality of your life. So that's the dilemma when we talk, you know, it's not just, well, why not get the information, do a biopsy? Well, what if you find something? Okay, well, then didn't you have to treat it, or do you? And, you know, that's the problem with getting a PSA. You know, my suggestion is, and this is a guy I recommend a lot here in Manhattan, you're in Yonkers, which is, you know, a little short commute to Manhattan. Get a second opinion from Dr. Aaron Katz. He's my good colleague in the urology field. I send a lot of my patients with these types of dilemmas to him, and he can weigh in with an opinion as to whether you should do watchful waiting, or actually what he terms it as active holistic surveillance. You know, change your lifestyle, exercise, eat a really clean diet, take you know, prostate protective supplements like EGCG from green tea and flaxseed, and higher doses of vitamin D and the right kind of selenium and vitamin E to prevent cancer. These are some of the fish oil, too, obviously. These are some things that, you know, might be an alternative to getting the biopsy and then seeing if your PSA, you know, continues to drop, in which case you'll be in the safe zone. All right?
Yeah,
give it
Doc,
a shot.
But I also wanted to mention that I've been opposed to the biopsy in the past. That's why I had the two MRIs.
Right.
I just don't want to go through that.
And I agree. So, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, you're the right kind of patient. You know, you push back against aggressive recommendations, and you're thoughtful about it. Having a clean MRI doesn't guarantee that you don't have cancer, but it certainly suggests that you don't have an aggressive cancer that would show up, you know, because it's large enough to appear on an MRI. So I think you're in a safe place to undertake, you know, a preventive program, maybe get a second opinion, see if you can get another doctor on your side to do the watchful waiting to see if things move in the right direction. I think you'll be okay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK, for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We'll take your calls momentarily, 877-726-TALK. And incidentally, if you choose to send us a question via email, maybe you're shy, you don't want to be on the air with me live in front of thousands of listeners, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly podcast. It's our Q&A with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. We do a weekly duet answering listener questions, so it's another way to get questions to us besides calling during the live show. Also, you can go to our website, and you click on the homepage at drhoffman.com. There's a black bar on the right. If you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, and we'll be answering those questions from time to time here as well on our weekend program. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Well, there's certainly good reason, because medications inevitably come with side effects. Well, I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. It is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the real deal, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. All right, let's get to some of our callers. Let's talk to Barbara in New Jersey. How you doing, Barbara?
I'm blessed, thank you. I'm 72 years old. I'm supposed to undergo an interventional radiology procedure on Tuesday through the groin. I have two brain aneurysms.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah, they're supposed to do the coiling with a stent.
For a listening audience, let me explain what's going on here. It's interesting because when you have a brain aneurysm, obviously it means that the blood vessel is ballooning out, like a balloon that's been overinflated. And when it reaches a critical point, it can burst, and that is absolutely catastrophic. That causes a hemorrhagic stroke, and you can die, or you can be paralyzed or lose speech. I mean, it's a catastrophic event. So what they can do is they can detect it early, and then they can repair it. Now, how did they detect it in your case? I mean, because people don't go around just getting routine MRIs.
Yeah, long story short, I'll try to make this short as possible.
Yeah, sure.
I have sinus issues, so I had a CAT scan done.
Yeah.
No problem there, and I went to the neurologist because I said I still have some kind of sensations, but I don't feel as well. I've always been real healthy.
Right.
Always taken a ton of vitamins.
Yeah.
And so the neurologist had me have an MRI done, and then I'm not sure of the order. I had a CAT scan done, an MRI, an MRA.
And it revealed the presence of the aneurysm. It revealed that there was some aneurysm there. So in effect, you were lucky because they thought it was sinus. They said, oh, let's check the sinuses because there's some pressure, some sensation there. And it may have been the aneurysm that was creating a little bit of pressure, giving you an odd sensation. And so now they're going to repair it. And the way they repair these, it doesn't involve cracking open your skull and drilling down and, that kind of invasive stuff. It can be done endoscopically. In other words, they put a little catheter up your groin, and they, through some amazing artistry, they thread it all the way up to your brain. And then they can operate remotely. It's really a high-tech wonder. And they can clip or repair that. I'm sorry? Go ahead.
I had a cerebral angiography done 1 month ago.
Yeah, okay.
Through my groin.
Right.
That's the imaging study.
Yeah, that's the imaging study. So anyway, the question is what?
The question is, what supplements should I stay away from before this procedure?
Okay, so that's a good question. So generally, we suggest that, if you're going to be doing anything that may involve risk of bleeding, you should stay away from the supplements that may promote bleeding. And so, therefore, you should probably give a break to fish oil a couple of weeks before. high-dose vitamin E, although low-dose vitamin E, you know, 100 or 200 isn't going to cause much bleeding. Ginkgo biloba would be prohibited. Some people say that ginger is a bit of a blood thinner. But there's probably not a lot more that you need to avoid. Doctors who are supervising your surgery may say, don't take any supplements, you know, because any of them could be a problem. Well, the vast majority of them are going to help you heal and not have any impact on bleeding whatsoever. So those are the main ones to avoid. You know, and I can't tell you that there are certain supplements that are going to promote necessarily healing. I mean, you should have adequate vitamin C and zinc for immunity. But, you know, they probably are not going to make that much difference in terms of the outcome. It's you're right to focus on the things to eliminate because of the possibility of excessive blood thinning, which you'd like to avoid. But, you know, this is a high-tech wonder. You should do fine. It's a, you know, there's no such thing as a minor operation because every operation that's done on you is a big deal. But it's fairly routine these days to repair these things, and it's absolutely could be life-saving for you. You're relatively young, and this could really extend your life dramatically because, God forbid, if you hadn't called this to the attention of the doctors, they wouldn't have discovered the aneurysms that might at some future time burst and cause a catastrophic bleeding episode within your brain.
I'm sorry. Thanks. 300. Yeah. I started Mount Plavix and 325 milligram of aspirin, which I started yesterday. They said five days prior to.
So they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you to stop that. They're going to tell you to stop that prior to the surgery.
Well, no, they just started it. They told me if the stent is stabilized during it, with this procedure, that I'll have to go on it for 3 more months after. Mm-hmm. Also.
Okay, well, then I would follow that advice. That sounds like a good way to go. Thank you very much for your call. All right, this item has to do with telomeres. Now, what are telomeres? Many of you have heard of telomeres, but I'll explain it again. Telomeres are the caps on DNA that protect the tips of the chromosomes from literally unraveling. Now, a perfect analogy for this are the little tips on your shoelaces, you know, those little plastic tips or metal tips on your shoelaces. And it's annoying when those come off because your shoelaces become frayed and then they disintegrate. So in precisely the same fashion, your chromosomes, which are responsible for all your protein synthesis and for all processes of life, can become unraveled. And the net result is disease and premature death, right? So it stands to reason that you want to protect your chromosomes. By the way, a little factoid, those little caps on your shoelaces are called eglets. E-G-L-E-T-S. It's a great crossword puzzle word. Nobody will know what you're talking about, but that's in the shoemaker's trade. That's what those little caps are called. Well, the telomeres are now subject of a great deal of research, and the notion of telomeres has been popularized so much so that I saw an ad on TV the other day. Get your telomeres checked out. Find out if you have long telomeres or short telomeres. It's kind of like palm reading. It's like, do you have a long lifeline? Do you have a short lifeline? It'll tell you, in effect, if you have the natural equipment to extend your life or not. What's your, quote, real age versus your chronological age and so on. And in fact, there are supplements that are out there. There's a company, big company, TA Sciences, which makes a relatively expensive product. I haven't used it on my patients or recommended it, but it's called TA65, that's designed to lengthen your telomeres, right? I mean, what could be better than that? Lengthening your telomeres, extend your life, sounds great. Also, other copycat products, Me Too products like Telozyme and so on, other companies are making these products with various ingredients that are said to enhance your telomere length. Well, the notion of telomeres is a complex one and a controversial one because a new study suggests that longer than expected telomeres, which should be good, right? You've got long telomeres, hooray, are associated with an increased cancer risk. Okay. Now, it's not a one-to-one relationship, but in general, longer telomeres, which are associated with longer life, may be associated with cancer risk. And why should that be? Well, cancer cells are immortalized cells. They're cells that don't die. And normally, cells have a lifespan, and then they die, making a way for other cells to come back in and repair whatever damage or degeneration has occurred. So think of skin cells. Okay, skin cells multiply rapidly, then they die, and they're replaced by new skin cells. But what if your skin cells are immortal? They live forever. What would happen? Well, the answer is cancer. The skin cells just proliferate and proliferate and proliferate until you have ugly bumps and spots on the surface of your skin. And in more dangerous forms of skin cancer, these immortal cells can migrate to your internal organs and kill you. So I have to say that I've been cautious about recommending this technology. They say the group with the longest telomeres in the study had a 33% higher risk of developing any cancer than the group with the shortest telomeres. So it's kind of a trade-off. Maybe those people with the short telomeres, they won't live as long, but they won't get cancer. Okay? The group that had the longest telomeres had a 66% higher risk of developing lung cancer, 39% higher risk of developing breast cancer, 55% higher risk of developing prostate cancer, at 37% higher risk of developing colorectal cancer. And of all the cancers, pancreatic cancer had the largest risk with long telomeres. Participants with the highest telomere length had nearly 2.5 times the odds of developing pancreatic cancer. So do you want to have long telomeres? Do you want to deliberately lengthen your telomeres? That is an important scientific question that needs to be resolved before we go off half-cocked with tests and products that relate to telomere length. All right, our number 877-26-TALK. We'll be right back for more of your phone calls.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I'm taking your phone calls. We got a call from Kathy in Stratford, Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'd like to find out if I can take my vitamins with my green tea that I make in the morning from the leaves.
I can't see why not. Why do you ask? Do you think that there might be some interference with the action of the vitamins with your green tea?
Yeah.
No, there should not be. You know, let's go through this. I mean, what is in green tea that might interact with something you're taking. Well, green tea is rich in EGCG, which is a potent anti-cancer nutrient, anti-inflammatory. It's thermogenic, which helps you burn fat. It's one of my favorite nutrients. And so, you know, that's not a problem. Green tea might contain some vitamin K, and the only reason not to drink green tea is the potential for an interaction with warfarin or Coumadin, which is something that you're not taking. It's a blood thinner. And, you know, so I really don't see any contraindication or any problem. You can go ahead and do that. What are you trying to achieve? Is it just a general preventive program?
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So how much green tea do you drink in a day?
I drink 3 cups in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I drink the tea bag type in the afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're guzzling green tea, and you're going to make your body a really unhappy place for any cancer cells to inhabit, that's for sure, because EGCG is really cancer protective. And in particular, you know, looking at prostate cancer in men, breast cancer in women, and we even have studies that say that EGCG may be helpful for lymphomas and potentially leukemias. So you're doing yourself a solid, also brain protective, heart protective. I think you're on the right track, and there's no possible contraindication among the, you know, supplements you're taking with green tea.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. Okay. So here's an item that suggests that a fish oil component, which component, helps the damaged brain or retina cells to survive. Okay. Now, why do you need to be concerned about that? Well, in a stroke, what happens is, at first you don't get enough blood flow, and then when the blood flow is restored, that's when the actual damage occurs, because you get a lot of free radical production when all that oxygen floods back to the area that's been oxygen deprived. So this is called reperfusion damage. It's actually worse in a way than starving an area of oxygen, because once there's a restoration of blood flow, the free radicals can create havoc. So what helps to protect against that? And this suggests something that they could literally do at the time of a stroke or at the time of an episode of, say, a blood clot in your eye that results in poor circulation to your retina, resulting in damage to your retinal cells. Well, the substance in question is DHA. All right. They say DHA found in fish oil is an essential omega-3 fatty acid and is vital for proper brain function, and that DHA triggers the production of something aptly named neuroprotectin D, which is a naturally neuroprotective molecule in the brain derived from DHA, and thus having a lot of DHA on board because you take fish oil will offer you protection, even if you do have a stroke or if you have an episode of retinal vein occlusion in your eye or something, a little blood clot that may deprive your retina of proper blood flow, suggesting a protective effect of that component of fish oil. All right, and here's one of the, I got to call this duh story of the month. Physical activity may ward off heart damage. All right, that's a duh story. You know, physical activity can lower the risk of heart damage in middle-aged and older adults. But here's the rub. There is, of course, an association between obesity and heart risk. But not all people who are obese have heart problems. So what actually is protective in people who are overweight that reduces their risk of heart problems? Even if they're carrying an extra 10, 15, 20 pounds, exercise may reduce the association between overweight and heart risk. And that's pretty cool. What they found is that the folks who performed intermediate levels of physical activity or low levels of physical activity were 39% and 34% more likely to have heart damage than persons who engaged in recommended levels of physical activity. So that is that is yet another vindication of a lifestyle that involves adequate physical activity. Even if you're overweight, don't despair. Pounds won't melt off. The exercise will still protect your heart. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Remember, this program, but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon, because we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We can have you subscribe to our newsletter. We invite you to join us and check out our podcast at drhoffman.com. Have a great weekend.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.